to BetMGM tonight here on Westwood One Sports. I'm Pat Boyle, and he's PJ Glasser filling in for Brad Evans. And we are brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Download the app today. Please gamble responsibly. Hour number two kicks off right now here. Happy unofficial start to summer for everybody. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Hope you're getting ready to enjoy some great plans. If you're in the car driving to those plans, to that destination, happy to have you to be a part of your weekend. If you're just hanging out, you want to hang out with us, that's fine. We got two big playoff games coming up here in an hour from now, so we'll be rocking and rolling all night. You can watch the show live on YouTube. Just search BetMGM Tonight and hit that subscribe button. You can watch the show live on Twitter at BetMGM Tonight. And you can listen to the show on the Westwood One Sports app, the Odyssey app, Sirius XM, Channel 375, and hundreds of local affiliates throughout North America. The talk and text line to join the show, 310-840-4910. You can call or simply just text your thoughts on the show or any of the topics we dive into, 310-840-4910. Hour number one, PJ and I got into another Knicks dominant win last night. Do you give the Cleveland Cavaliers any chance to come back and win this series? Can they win it if Donovan Mitchell's not 100%, which it looks like is the case? And we broke down the eye-popping numbers, history, literal history that the Knicks are making in this nine-game playoff winning streak. We also previewed Thunder and the Spurs. We'll keep you posted on those on the injury news ahead of that game tonight. J-Dub, De'Aaron Fox, Dylan Harper, all questionable to play. And then we went streaking. And if you don't understand that reference, you haven't listened to the show before, listen back on the Odyssey app or download the BetMGM Tonight podcast. But PJ, Memorial Day weekend is here. MLB pulse check. No longer too early to overreact to the baseball season. The first major benchmark of the year is here. I know it's been an up and down season for your O's. They are in last place in the AL East at 21 and 29. It's kind of, things have kind of gotten away from them here lately. So feel free if you want to vent about the O's at any point throughout the show tonight. You have center stage. But let's start with the teams that have surprised. Which surprising team will continue to make a push for the postseason? And the first team that sticks out right away is the Tampa Bay Rays, 33-15, best record in baseball. Hopefully that's no longer the case after this weekend because my Yanks are playing them at Yankee Stadium, about the first pitch underway in a couple of minutes. Gerrit Cole is back, that in just a bit. But the Rays at 33-15, the White Sox at 25-24, still above 500 this late into the season. And I know it's May. It's crazy that the White Sox are still above 500. They're 3.5 games back of Cleveland in the AL Central. The A's are 26-24. They're atop the AL West. And then the Cardinals, who stripped everything down in the offseason, 28-21, and only two games back of Milwaukee in the NL Central. Which of those four teams do you think has been the most surprising, or which of those four teams do you think will continue to make a push for the playoffs?
I think it's going to be the Rays. They are the real deal, Pat. And in this era of baseball where everybody's trying to hit the ball 700 feet and there's way too many strikeouts, the Rays are the opposite of that. They are the antithesis of that. They get on base any way they can. They steal bases. They hit singles. And they're the kind of team that I like as we get late into the season when they're trying to win a division race. And when we get to the postseason, they're tough to strike out. And the Trop is a difficult place to play. And for one of the top teams that they're going to be battling with, your Yankees, I mean, Pat, I don't have to tell you, that's a house of horrors for them, is going to the Trop. So the Rays are certainly the teams of that bunch that I think is the most legit. And I think they're going to the World Series. If I had to pick right now who's going to win the American League, I would go with Tampa. I think they're the best team, and I think they're best equipped to do damage in October. So I like them quite a bit. The A's and the White Sox, the A's I'm not as surprised with. We could kind of see this coming. We know that lineup is awesome, and you know, with Wilson and Kurtz and Butler and all these guys, and they're going to be really good. The pitching's been able to do just enough up to this point. Over the long haul, especially with some of those teams they have behind them in the AL West, I don't know if they're going to be able to hold them off, especially a team like Seattle. But that lineup is going to continue to produce, and they're going to continue to be really good. If their pitching is able to be pretty formidable and they can make some moves at the deadline, I think the A's are a team that I like. Good for the White Sox. I mean, this was a team a couple years ago, Pat, that I mean, they were historically horrendous. But with Murakami and some of the other guys that they have, they got some good pitchers that are still on the way. Cleveland just keeps doing Cleveland things and find ways to win 85, 90 games every year. But the White Sox, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs this year. I think that they're going to be a team, though, that's in the hunt to get a wild card spot and end the year with about 75, 80 wins or so. St. Louis is the team for me that I think is going to take a dive. You said it. Offseason, they tore everything down. This is a team that for a while they were kind of the San Antonio Spurs of the MLB, right? They had the same guys, all those Hall of Famers. They were always a contender in the National League, always a World Series threat. And finally, they had to go through a rebuild. They really didn't have any cornerstones to build around. But with the season that Weatherholt's having and Burleson's been really good and Mason Winn, they're starting to get their crop of guys. I just don't know if they can keep this going over the 162. So the White Sox and the Cardinals would be the teams that I would probably look to fade. I don't think are playoff caliber teams. The A's, I think, are going to be in it to the end to win the division. But Tampa, Pat, certainly the team that I like the best. And as of now, they'd be my pick to win the American League.
I actually think that hurts me as a Yankee fan, but I mean I can't blame you, right? They've done it before, and maybe the fact they just needed to get back home, they just needed the trop, they needed that new roof. That's all they needed to be the Rays again, to be the annoying pain in the ass Rays. So with their analytic geniuses in the front office, you know, spending very little on a team that is very successful, and Kevin Cash being one of the best managers in baseball. I think the Rays are definitely looking like a wild card team. I still think the Yankees will win the division. But yeah, I think the Rays, I mean, we've seen it before. It's not like this is new, right? Whereas it is new with the White Sox and with the A's. And like you said, with the Cardinals, I mean, nobody expected them to be good. So, I mean, did they just find a bunch of gems and diamonds in the rough? I do think the Rays are a playoff team. I think the White Sox are right there. And here's the reason why. They do have a couple of big thumpers. And you mentioned Munetaka Murakami, who's one of the players taking baseball by storm this year, the Japanese phenom, 17 bombs. He strikes out, though, basically every other at bat. And he's, you know, we had Anthony Castrovince on the show the other day, PJ. And he's like, you know, the last time somebody had 50 home runs and less than 20 doubles was actually Roger Maris and Mickey Mantle, both in 1961.
Wow.
When they hit the 60 homers, they only had, because Murakami, he's got 17 homers. He's only got two doubles. Like, that's like almost impossible. So he either hits a homer or he strikes out. That's essentially what Murakami has become here. That might be unsustainable, but I think the rest of the White Sox lineup is, because they aren't generally relying on the home run. They got three guys in double digits. Murakami, Colson Montgomery, who I love, and Miguel Vargas, who, like, imagine if the I'm surprised he's not on the Dodgers doing that. But then it's just a bunch of guys that are hitting 240, 250, 260. Sam Antonacci hitting 294, which I know, like, if you rewind 10 years ago, you're like, oh, that's a mediocre lineup. Like, that's pretty good. That's pretty good to have an entire lineup that is basically hitting between 230 and 270. Like, they're a solid lineup. They hit a lot of singles. They don't strike out a ton, and they really don't rely on the long ball. So, Murakami, if it was a team that has just been hitting a bunch of bombs, you're like, all right, if those home runs dry up, this team's cooked. No, like, they've got a solid lineup, and then their pitching staff has also been really damn good. Like, Davis Martin is a guy that is not getting enough credit. He's been one of the best pitchers in baseball. They got plenty of relievers that toss a ton of innings for them. Grant Taylor being one of them is a guy that's made a couple of opener starts. Anthony Kay has been, like, they're getting length out of their starters too. They're getting about five and two thirds innings, and then their bullpen has been pretty reliable. So I like Chicago. I think the AL Central is terrible. The Tigers are way out of the mix. We'll get into them. I don't think the Guardians are a great team. I think the A's will take a nosedive, because I do think that is a team that is so reliant on the long ball and playing at home in their bam box of a stadium that I think as time goes on, they're going to regress to the mean. They're not going to be really in it. I do expect Seattle to step up, Texas to step up in that division. And I agree with you. I think St. Louis will take a nosedive as well. Sorry. Sorry, St. Louis. PJ, will the AL continue to be as weak as it's been? Because there's only five teams above 500 and only five teams with a positive run differential. The NL only has six teams with a positive run differential, but they have 10 teams at or above 500. So, you know, the schedule, they redid it a couple years ago. You don't play your division teams 18 times. There's a lot of interleague play basically all throughout the year. Do you think the American League is going to continue to be as weak as it's been? Because you have almost the entire AL Central under 500. The entire NL Central is over 500.
Yeah, I mean, they can't get any worse than they've been. So to answer your question, I don't think they're going to be worse. I don't think they're going to be as good, though, as maybe people are expecting because of how bad it's been. You would expect maybe just some, you know, positive regression. And a lot of these teams that we thought coming into the year were going to be really good to figure it out, like Toronto, Seattle. I mean, that was the American League Championship Series last year. It was Blue Jays, Mariners. And both of those teams have severely disappointed. Kansas City, Detroit, two teams that a lot of people were high on. Tigers have just been savaged by injuries. Obviously, the Scuba one has been brutal, but they've lost 9 of their last 10. The Red Sox got off to that brutal start. They fired everybody. They're playing a little bit better. I'm still really not a believer in them. And Pat, the Orioles are just, I mean, they're a nightmare, dude. Like, these people that keep thinking, like, oh, that lineup's too good, and, you know, eventually they'll figure it out. That's the thing, though. The lineup isn't good. Like, on paper, people think with all these names that they're good, but they're not. I mean, Gunner's sucking this year. Alonso hasn't been good. Adley Rutschman and Basayo have really been the only consistent guys. Couser's terrible. Mayo's terrible. Tyler O'Neill, I trade him for a bag of Doritos. Like, all these guys have been horrendous. And their pitching staff is one of the worst in baseball as well. So I don't think it's going to get much better, Pat. I think the Rays, the Yankees, Guardians, all these teams will continue to be solid here, especially once we get to the second half of the season. But I'm really not expecting much of a big turnaround from the American League. Obviously, they got to get six teams to the postseason. And anybody that makes it to the postseason, you got a chance. There are a lot of teams. Like, man, if Texas makes it to the postseason with some of those starters that they can throw at you, or Seattle certainly, or, you know, maybe if the Tigers go on a run and Scooble's back and he gets healthy, some of these teams could be dangerous if they make it to October. But to answer your question, Pat, they've been so bad, I don't think it can get any worse, but I'm really not expecting like this monster turnaround from the American League. I think a lot of these teams that we're seeing right now who are under 500 are going to stay that way.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say about a lot of teams. You know, Kansas City, unfortunately, I agree with you with your O's. You know, the Red Sox, they've already fired Cora. I don't think they're going to, although they're only five games under 500. But I don't think they're going to be a playoff team. It's like you mentioned, it's the ALCS. Can Seattle and Toronto turn it around? Because all of a sudden, this league looks a lot different. The playoffs on the American League side will look a lot more competitive if the Mariners, who on paper have a great roster with that lineup, and Toronto, same thing. If those teams start playing better baseball, then all of a sudden you're talking about Yankees, Blue Jays, Mariners again. Rays are great. They're their best record in baseball. And then you get maybe you do get that. That cool, funny story this year with the A's, even though I hate their owner with every fiber in my being, John Fisher, and I hope they never win, because of him. But if he could somehow sell the team, then sure, I would root for the A's. So speaking in that same vein here, which disappointing team do you think is likely to turn it around? Because you got the Blue Jays, 23-27. They're 11 games back at Tampa in the AL East. The Tigers, holy smokes, 20-31, dead last in their division, 9.5 back at Cleveland in the Central. The Mariners are 24-27, 2.5 back of the A's in the AL West. And then the Mets, 22-28. They were at one point more than 10 games under 500. They're 12.5 games back of Atlanta in the NL East. Which of those four teams would you count on to turn it around and make the playoffs this year, PJ?
Oh, man, I don't really like any of the four, Pat. If I had to choose one, though, I'd probably take Toronto just because I think I trust their lineup the most of all those teams, and I think the pitching is good enough. Savage is back, and Gausman you got there. He got a nice 1-2 punch. I think the Blue Jays would be the team for me. I think a lot of people would look at Seattle, but this is the story with Seattle every year. They have that pitching. They got a good defense. It's all about the hitting. When Cal Raleigh is batting 161 and he's got 26 hits in 161 at-bats, I can't buy in. Like, I think Raleigh's going to go on a stretch at some point where he starts to hit better. But Pat, that's why they were so good last year, man. I mean, they had one of the top players in baseball. They had the AL MVP runner-up in Cal Raleigh. And then Julio was good. Naylor was good. And Rosarena. I mean, all these guys were kind of filling in. But when the star of your team, when the guy who is supposed to be the superstar, the guy who's supposed to make it go, and he's not going, it becomes tough. And I just don't see Raleigh like making this monstrous turnaround. And because of that, I can't trust Seattle's lineup. It feels like that Mariners team that we're used to where the lineup just isn't producing. So of those four, I think the one that I would probably bank on turning around if I had to would be the Blue Jays.
I actually think it's Seattle. I think it is the Seattle Mariners because I can't get enough of their pitching staff. I love them. I think they're phenomenal. And you look at this year, Gilbert, Wu, Kirby, Castillo, those four guys. And funny enough, it's actually been Emerson Hancock, John, John's brother, that has been the best, but 3.07, but Gilbert, a 4.45 and the whip over one, but the strikeout numbers are still there. Wu with a 3.51. I mean, it's pretty good. It was strikeout per inning. Kirby with a 3.45. Castillo's been terrible. I mean, he's the one that's really let them down with the 6.41 ERA to the point where they were thinking, I think they actually did move him to the bullpen, if I'm not mistaken. Or they were thinking about moving him to the bullpen or doing something with him. But I just think that pitching rotation is going to start pitching even better. You know, Wu, Kirby, like those ERAs are going to be in the low threes. Gilbert's going to get that ERA under four. And then, yeah, look, I mean, I'm not a big fan of the lineup in general. I don't know. I think we overrate J-Rod. I think we overrate Julio Rodriguez. His OPS, again, is 744. Like, he's been a mid-hitter again. Raleigh, big dumper, has been terrible, and I think he's on the IL right now with the oblique injury. J.P. Crawford has him again. Rosarena and Raleigh are really the only good hitters on that team right now. I don't think those guys are going to start exploding. I just think they'll play a little bit better, that they can win that division because, again, I think the A's are going to take a nosedive here. And I think that division is still Seattle's for the taking. Although I did say before the season, I thought Texas would win it, but I do think Seattle will find a way to turn it around. Okay. Quick. Let's go rapid fire on these last three here, PJ. Which division race do you think will be the best this year? If you had to say this division's coming down to game 162, what do you think it'll be?
I mean, the AL East between the Yankees and the Rays is going to be pretty good. The AL West is going to be good as well. I think it's got to be the Central, though. Even though I expect the Cardinals to fade, we know the Brewers are just going to keep doing what the Brewers do. The Cubs have lost six in a row. They were 29-16. Now they're 29-22, but I think they'll get back on track. The Dodgers, I would expect a way to pull from the Padres like they do most years. So I actually think a couple of these division races could be pretty good. But if I had to bank on one being the best, like you said, all five of those teams in the Central are over 500. All of them have been on some crazy up and downs this season, which I think is going to make for a dramatic September and a dramatic division race. So I'll go with the NL Central.
And I agree. And I feel like that's what it should be. They're all five above 500. You've said it. So I don't know if it'll maybe it won't come down to the final day or the final weekend, but that's the best division in baseball, and I feel like that's going to give us the best race. I do think Milwaukee and the Cubbies will end up going down. I do think the Cubs and Brewers will go down to the final weekend. All right, Gerrit Cole back tonight. Yankees hosting the Rays for first place in the AL East. Cole hasn't pitched since Game 5 in the 2024 World Series. He had six rehab minor league starts or appearances, including Saturday, where he threw 84 pitches. Over 5 1/3, topped out at 99.6 miles an hour. That's the fastest for him since September of 2022. Right now, bottom of the first, scoreless. Gerrit Cole in the first inning, a hit, a walk, and a strikeout. He threw 16 pitches. So once Max Fried rejoins the rotation, which is expected to be shortly, is the Yankees starting five: Cole, Fried, Rodon, Schlittler, and Warren. the best in baseball. Their starting rotation is third in baseball in ERA and first in WAR. And Gerrit Cole back tonight. PJ, I'm very, very excited to see how Gerrit Cole fares in this outing.
I mean, it's either them or the Mariners that you were just talking about with those guys that they have. But I think if Gerrit Cole can just regain some of what Gerrit Cole's been throughout his career in the last 7-8 years, I mean, with what Schlittler's doing, Fried's one of the best. I think you certainly could make an argument. I'll go with Seattle right now just because there's a little bit more unknown with some of those Yankees guys. But they're definitely in the conversation for sure.
Okay, and then finally, can Christopher Sanchez continue his dominant historic run, which is on his bobblehead night, which is going on right now? And by the way, that's bottom three in Philly. Phillies and the Guardians are scoreless. Christopher Sanchez, 3 scoreless innings, 1 hit, no walks, 3 strikeouts. So he came into tonight, 29 2/3 consecutive scoreless innings. Make it 32 2/3 consecutive scoreless innings for Christopher Sanchez. Leads the National League. His ERA is now under 1.8. And reminder, Ohtani has just missed pitching enough innings to be a qualified starter. Otherwise, he would be killing everybody. And Sanchez, 3rd in Major League Baseball with 80 strikeouts. He's behind Mizorowski and Cease. So does Christopher Sanchez deserve more Cy Young consideration? Because he's balling out. Skeens is balling out. Mizorowski's balling out. So is Chase Burns and Chris Sale. And then, like I said, Ohtani with a freaking minuscule 0.7 ERA. Christopher Sanchez, though, is dominating.
He is. And Sanchez, I mean, the last couple of years has proven to be one of the better pitchers in the National League. The problem is, like you mentioned, Pat, all those names he's going up against, Skeens, Ohtani, you're going up against some of the top names in all of baseball and former Cy Young winners and MVP winners. I think that's his biggest hurdle. But if, you know, I mean, he's at 32 1/3 scoreless innings. If he gets that to 40, 45, that's going to be tough to ignore. Definitely in the conversation, but it's going to be tough to beat the guys in front of him because of the names that they, the weight that those names hold.
Okay, we'll take a short break. Any baseball questions, comments, anything about your team that you want to weigh in on, 310-840-4910. You can call and you can text. When we come back, we'll play the Geo Sports game and see if we can get perfection tonight. I'm Pat Boyle. He's PJ Glasser filling in for Brad Evans. This is BetMGM Tonight on Westwood One Sports.